The following is a Network Newswire audio production. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview features a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today as your host is Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to this online business briefing, where we shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays here on the small and microcap markets. Today, we're speaking with, for the very first time, India Globalization Capital Incorporated. They're traded on the NYSE under the ticker symbol IGC. We're lucky enough to be joined by the Chief Executive Officer for the company, Ram Mukunda. Ram, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to call in and speak to our listeners as well as your investors and shareholders. But for those listeners who may not know what you're doing there at IGC, define the business model and market for us.
Stuart, I think IGC is in a very, very exciting area. We are in the niche sector of pharma products. We're essentially a specialty pharma company. We focus on using cannabis and cannabis extracts, cannabinoids basically, and we combine them with other existing drugs to create a combination therapy for certain diseases that we've identified and that we're going after. For example, we're focused heavily on pain. Just to give you an example of how big this market is, you know, the national cost of healthcare due to pain ranges anywhere from $460 billion to $635 billion. And of course, we all know, and we've sort of heard on TV, that the entire healthcare industry is sort of shaken by an abuse of prescription opioids. And this is closely related to pain, and that market is also about $25 billion. So we're addressing, through our combination therapy, a very, very large market, that of pain. We've got a patent filing, and it's called IGC 501. It's a cannabis-based formulation that addresses neuropathic and arthritic pain in joints and muscles. And we use a variety of delivery techniques to deliver this. We are looking at starting clinical trials now that we've actually gone through the patent phase and the phase of filing, both nationally as well as internationally. We filed for patent protection in several countries, including Europe and Canada and a couple of South American countries. So this is something that we're going to start clinical trials on, and we hope that our product and our combination therapy can eventually be commercialized, and these cannabinoid compounds can be an alternative to long-term addictive opioid treatment. We're also working on cancer-induced anorexia cachexia, which is a wasting disease. It's responsible for approximately 20% of all cancer deaths, and we have a patent filing for that. We're also working on medical refractory epilepsy, which affects about 50 million people in the U.S. are affected by epilepsy, and about 1.3 million people are affected by cachexia. So these are two other diseases that we've spent a lot of time on, and we've got patent filings in combination therapy for these as well. So it's a very exciting time for us. It's a very exciting opportunity. We have a first mover advantage in combination therapy. Very few companies are actually working on cannabis-based pharmaceuticals, and within that space, we are the only one working on combination therapies. So we're in a very exciting space.
Well, it sure sounds like you're in an exciting space, and we're excited to talk to you today, Ram. So once again, thank you for your time. Let's learn a little bit more about you and your background as our guest today. Go ahead.
Stuart, my background is I grew up in Connecticut, and I went to the University of Maryland. I have degrees in electrical engineering as well as in mathematics. I started the first international pure-play long-distance carrier. And this was during the time when AT&T was the dominant telephone company, and MCI had sort of just started. And I started a telephone company that targeted just the international communities that lived in major metropolitan areas. I took that public on NASDAQ. And then after that, I started IGC, and we've sort of gone through several stages. The company itself, we were in iron ore mining, and prior to that, we were in construction. And there were massive structural shifts in both of those industries. And so we pivoted one from one to the other, and then eventually started doing work in the U.S. on cannabis-related products. And so we're very excited now with what we have. We have shed the legacy businesses, and we continue to shed our investments in them. And we're just going to focus on this. So we have a very strong management team. There's myself. There is one of our senior advisors, Dr. Krishna. He is a board-certified neurologist with a subspecialty in epilepsy surgery. And he's also the director of neurology at the New York Community Hospital. He trained at Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York. So he's part of our medical team. We have Jack Lynch, who is was a professor at Georgetown. He does all of our IP work, and he makes sure that we filed our intellectual property patents in the right places, in the right countries, all the timing. So he's very focused on making sure that we build a very strong patent portfolio. So he's there. And then we also have a very strong team just in terms of managing the public process and managing all of our filings. We have a general manager who's got about 7 years experience now with public companies, a CFO that was a managing partner at Arthur Andersen. He was also a silver medalist in the CPA exam. So we've got a very strong team. We continue to build our team. People with very good science backgrounds. We've got other people that do a lot of research for us. We have PhDs in biology, in chemistry, in organic chemistry. They do all of our research. They help us with looking at how cannabis can interact with some of these existing drugs, how we can position ourselves in this combination therapy. So I think we have a very, very strong team, and we continue to build our team.
Well, very good. Let's look at 2017 then. You gave us a really good foundation for the company. You've also described a very diversified and established business model and management team. So now, what would you say are some of the goals, Ram, as you look at the remainder of 2017?
In 2017, I would like to do the clinical trials on our pain medication. We're also looking at commencing trials on the seizure medication and the cachexia medication. In addition, we're expecting to file patents in several other areas as well that we're working on. PTSD, for example. We're also working on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and we're working on depression. Those are sort of the four other areas that we are very interested in, and we're doing a lot of work in those.
Yeah, listeners, and you can learn about those areas within the recent press release that came out February 21st. IGC announces third quarter financial results. Scroll down to the bottom of that, and it talks about some of the goals that Ram just put out to accelerate the development of the cannabis-based therapy portfolio to support key indications such as pain, seizures, PTSD, depression, all the things you just laid out for us, Ram. Thank you so much for those insights into those markets. Well, listeners, I really encourage you to learn more about this company. As Ram pointed out, they've made some changes. They've hit the ground running within this new industry, but sometimes the market, well, it lags behind. And sometimes these websites, Yahoo Finance, some of the other ones, they may not be current on what the business model is for the company. How do you get current? IGCINC.us. That's IGCINC.us. Of course, follow the company at Twitter at IGCIR. Facebook is very easy. Facebook.com/IGCIR. stay in the know on what this company is doing now and look at these fantastic new target markets and this segment that they're in. Ram, I want to thank you so much for your time here today. This is a great way to let people know what you're doing and how you're operating. We look forward to checking back in with you later on here in 2017 to see the progress that you've made. Thanks for your time here today, Ram.
Stuart, thank you very much.
All right, for Ram Mukunda, CEO of India Globalization Capital Incorporated, traded on the NYSE under the ticker symbol IGC, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.